Thank you for choosing to listen to this message from our pastor brother Rob Coons. Let us enter now with the saints of God into a service already in progress.
Well, let's read here some scripture this evening. I've got my Bible open right here in Ephesians, the 4th chapter. It says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called, in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descendeth is the same also that ascendeth up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, and may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. I'm going to stop there a moment, brothers and sisters. I could read this passage of scriptures that we read here to you tonight, and I could truly read this passage of scriptures with a little bit of discouragement. Because I read here in the scriptures what the Spirit of God had planned in sending the fivefold ministry. We read here about these gifts sent and why they were sent. It said that for we could come into a unity in the faith. And it's for that we could bring this, that the people could come to a unity, and that we could come into the same faith. In the same walk. But when I look what we see, when I look out into the condition of the religious organizations, you know, when I had a seminar in Africa, I listened to the pastors. The problems in Africa are the same as they are in the United States of America. When I was in the Philippines, I found some of the same problems in organized religion. When I was in Romania, I found some of the same problems there. I found things that grieved my spirit as a minister. I saw things that the people are not in unity of faith. I find doctrinal issues and problems. When I opened up questions to these ministers in Africa, they said, we got a problem here in Africa. He said, we have some that believe this way. He said, one of the problems was women ministers. He said, we read the Bible. We have a problem. Some think it's okay for women to be pastors. Over here, some don't think it is okay. They asked me what I thought. I said, it doesn't matter what I think. It matters what the Bible says. We're called to preach the Word of God. We're called in defense of the truth. Not in defense of some denomination, but in the truth of the gospel and the Word of God is what we're called to minister and called to preach. So as I look over there, I see things. I could look at some things where I could say disappointment because I see the church, organized religion, not the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Organized religion is in terrible condition. It's in a terrible condition. We find prophecies given forth in the Word of God. We know that in the end times that there's going to be a gross darkness that infiltrates the earth, and it's happening. We know that the light is going to be taken out. The light has to be taken out for this gross darkness. You see, darkness can't come in unless the light departs. Just as we see it's getting dark outside, the only reason it's getting dark outside is because the day star is going on around this earth. So there'll be darkness. But the light has to be removed for the darkness. And we find that taking place in our day and hour. You know, when we talk here in the scriptures, there's one faith, one baptism, there's one God. But then yet, when the Bible teaches us, not to keep coming back with the doctrine of repentance. And it teaches us to go on into some doctrines. You know, right there it speaks about doctrines of baptism. But then yet I find that many of the ministers and many of the ministry has not got their doctrines of baptism in order. We say one God. We say Father, Word, and Holy Ghost. These three, my Bible says, are one. If you go over to 1 John, the 5th chapter, talks about the Father, Word, and Holy Ghost, said these three are one. You say, well, it don't make sense. How do you say three are one? But then yet, they have a problem with that. They say God's three persons. I've yet to have anybody show me any Bible for that. My Bible says Father, Word, and Holy Ghost, these three are one. But it didn't say these three are persons. They're not persons. There's not three-person God. That's error. That's Catholicism. That's Catholic. You see, that's not a popular message to preach today. Because the mass majority of the churches are Trinity because they went back to the whore. The Catholic Church, the great whore. You say, well, that's not right. You can't talk like that. Oh, sure I can. The daughters of the great whore are going to go back unto her. And this is the Protestant Church is what they've done. And brothers and sisters, we're not called to defend denominations, defend churches or these things. We got to stay with the Word of God. And if this gross darkness is infiltrated, that means that there's some light that has gone back, pulled back. Light has to do with understanding. And with this darkness to come in, it means that there's going to be people blinded in their intellectual reasoning of carnality. So if we're going to preach like what we read here, one God, one faith, one baptism. But then yet we find when we think of baptism, the Bible talks about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It talks about baptism with water, talks about baptism with fire. It talks about baptism with blood. So why would the Bible say that there's one baptism and then turn around and talk about more than one? Some would say, well, the Bible says one faith. And they say, well, the Baptist is a faith, the Catholic's a faith, the Methodist is a faith. You know, this one's a faith. That's not a faith. There is only one faith. But brothers and sisters, we differentiate these things. You're one person. Brother Ed sitting over here is one person. Brother Stan's another person. I'm another person. A man and wife marry, the Bible said, I show you a mystery, they become one in the flesh. Now this is one of the scriptures that many people that preach Trinity doctrine go to. They say, well, you know, Paul said when the man and woman marry, they become one. He said, you know, my wife and I are two persons, but we're one. So that's where they go. So they bring that to justify their three-person God. Some would hear me tonight and think, well, this man's a oneness. I'm not a oneness. I'm a Christian. I do believe in one God, one faith, one baptism. So if I disagree with the doctrine that God is three persons, and if somebody wanted to change me and think that I'm in error, that I'm wrong, I would say, I'm staying with my Bible and my Word. And please come to me and show me in this Bible that there is a three-person God. My Bible teaches me that God is a spirit, that we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. My Bible teaches me that the Father no man has seen. If He was a person, I would say that man has seen Him. Is that true? I could see person. I see many persons sitting in the church tonight. So if the Father was a person in the perspective that says that He is spirit, then I would say that it would be different. But when Jesus, the person of God, the Bible said that He was the fullness of the Godhead bodily is what the Bible says. And when a spirit personifies itself in a body, that we're speaking of a person. Now Jesus was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That is the personification of the person of God. But if you remember, if I turned you over to the gospel over and read to you in John, the 10th chapter, the gospel of John. And Philip came to the Lord Jesus and said, when will we see the Father? Do you remember the reply? He said, when will we see the Father? And he said, how can you say you have not seen the Father when I've been with you so long? Now this is Jesus speaking. He said, I and the Father are one. He said, the Father's within me and I'm within the Father. Now we're going to say, now wait a minute. The Bible said that no man has seen Him. Now you're sitting here saying that Jesus is speaking to him and saying, now wait a minute. How can you say you have not seen the Father when I've been with you so long? So when we differentiate the Father, we're differentiating Him apart, and He is not a person, it's spirit. But the fullness of the Godhead, the fullness of the Spirit, came and dwelled within the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the fullness of God in Jesus. So when we start trying to understand this, I was speaking to a Trinitarian minister the other day, and he was saying, oh no, God's three persons. So I ask you, I said, if God is three persons and the Holy Ghost is a person, and I've been filled with the Holy Ghost, I hope he was just the same size person that I am. Now think about it, brothers and sisters. If you're full of the Holy Ghost without His Spirit, the Bible says you're none of His. We have to have His Spirit. Now if we're going to say that this Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is three persons, that means I've got the Holy Ghost, so I've got a person in me, and you got a person in you, and you got a person in you, the Holy Ghost. So man, that's going to make a whole bunch of persons. For all of us to be full. It doesn't make sense, does it? How are we going to express that the Holy Ghost is a person and we all have Him in us? And then the Bible says that you can go to the highest heights, to the deepest depths. It don't matter where you go. You can go down into the depths of hell. Wherever you are, that He's there. He's omnipresent. God is everywhere. How are you going to put that into a person? He says that heaven, brothers and sisters, is His throne and the earth of His footstool. Are you going to put that in a person? You see, brothers and sisters, it's not hard to understand the Godhead. It's the carnal mind. It is the mind of man that has to make these three persons, for they think they could understand them, but they're blind. And they're blind leaders of the blind. You see, this is Catholicism. Come from the great whore from the Catholic Church. And they say that God's three persons. They're the ones that changed that doctrine. But it isn't the gospel. It's not what the Bible teaches. God's not three persons. There's one God. We just read it here. One faith. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not complicated. You see, but people are walking in doctrines of devils. And they don't see good when good comes. You know, if I've got a person in me, I mean, come on, brothers and sisters, think about it. I got the Holy Ghost dwelling in me. You got the Holy Ghost dwelling in you. How are you going to make that into a person? It doesn't make sense. So then why would we teach a foolish doctrine of such? Jesus, brothers and sisters, is God. Emmanuel, God with us. Well, the Bible said He's the Son of God. So why would we call Him the Son when He's God? You see, brothers and sisters, when we differentiate God, it is written into an expression that we can comprehend and understand God. You see, this is why you have to learn to line upon line and precept upon precept. You understand that? If the Father is Jesus' Father, when the Bible says that God has no mother or father, if Mary was the mother of God, come on now, there's no Bible for that. The Son of Man, you see, when we would differentiate it, Jesus, the Son of Man, had a mother, Mary. He didn't come through the loins of a man. It was spirit. And then if we would look at it in a chronological perspective, it was the Holy Ghost that moved over the waters. And it was the Holy Ghost that overshadowed Mary to put the seed to bring forth Jesus. So then we would have to say that the Holy Ghost was the Father, if we're going to look at it that way. So is the Holy Ghost the Father, or is it the Father? Which one is it? People get confused, and it's not confusing. I heard a preacher trying to explain the Godhead, and he said, oh yeah, I had a vision, and I went into heaven, and the Holy Ghost was a green mist. A green mist? You know, brothers and sisters, I know that there are things that the Lord allows us to see things. I've known of reports, and plus even reading the Bible. You know, we talk about the Holy Ghost coming as a cloven tongue of fire. Is that how we're going to see the Holy Ghost? Is it going to be a cloven tongue of fire? We saw the manifestation of the Holy Ghost on someone who appeared to be drunk. We heard others speaking in another tongue. There was some that were present there that spoke in that tongue and knew that these men did not know their language, but they're speaking it clearly. You see, there's many manifestations of what we would say the Holy Ghost would be. You know, we got these denominations and doctrines out there, and they've got some things all messed up. You see, the reason that the fivefold ministry is sent, we just read it here, is to bring us into a unity and in the faith that we can walk in the same mind. And brothers and sisters, it's not happening out there because of darkness and gross darkness. We need to get our doctrines in order. There's not three gods. There's not a three-person God. There's one God. Jesus Christ is God. Emmanuel, God with us. The Spirit is an invisible spirit. The Bible said that no man has seen. That invisible Spirit of God came and dwelled within the Lord Jesus Christ in His fullness. And Jesus walked and overcome sin. And it was the power of God manifested to mankind. And He walked among men and they did not know Him, nor recognize Him, nor see Him. And they had their way and they crucified and killed the Son of Man. Amen. God did not die on the cross of Calvary. God is the Prince of Life. Amen. He cannot die, brothers and sisters, but the Son of Man, He died on the cross of Calvary, and the Spirit of God, amen, hallelujah, departed, and it was expedient that it went back to the Spirit, amen, back to the Father, that it could send back the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, amen. Now, brothers and sisters, it's all one and the same Spirit. The Bible said the same Spirit that dwelled within Christ Jesus shall dwell in your mortal bodies. Amen. That's what it says. And it will change you in the moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And it'll raise you up from corruption into incorruption. It'll raise you up from mortal into immortality, brothers and sisters. It's all one in the same Spirit. And without His Spirit, you're none of His. We're talking one God, brothers and sisters. And we're talking that we're bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh. You see, I used to preach Trinity doctrine. I used to be a Trinitarian preacher. And then by walking in the grace and knowledge of God, I came to the understanding that I was an heir. That it's not scriptural. There's no place in the Bible that says three-person God. Amen. You're a body, soul, and a spirit. That's what my Bible teaches us. You are a body, a soul, and a spirit. Are you three persons? That's not hard to understand, is it? The Bible says your spirit leaves your body and your body's dead. Your body doesn't keep on going around functioning. Your body doesn't keep living. When your spirit leaves your body, the body's dead. It's no different. Brothers and sisters, if we were created in His image, there's no life in my body when the Spirit's gone. And when the Spirit of God departed Jesus, the body was dead. You understand that? And it went into hell. And the Spirit had to come back to power the life and redeem it and pull it out. There was no life in Him. The Prince of Life is Jesus Christ. It's the Spirit of God that gives it the power. Amen. We're not to even know Him after that image, the Bible says. The Catholic Church is the one that strips His clothes off and sticks Him on a cross. My God is resurrected. He's alive. Amen. He's no longer on the cross. Amen. He's overcome. He's a victor. Amen. You love the Lord tonight. See, brothers and sisters, we got to change the way we think. You cannot have three gods. When you have three thrones, the Bible says one throne. If there was a three-person God, we'd need three thrones. But the Bible says one throne. Amen? It's not complicated. It's not complicated, brothers and sisters. There's one God. Amen? It's all through the Scriptures. It's all through the Word. And we find it differentiated into a body, soul, spirit, to a Father, Word, Holy Ghost, to a natural, physical, and spiritual. We have to understand that. For we can keep our mind and our thoughts in order and right. When Philip asked Jesus, when will we see the Father? How can you say that you have not seen the Father when I've been with you so long? I am the Father's one. It says in the Scriptures that Jesus came in the name of His Father. Some say God's name is Jehovah. Jehovah is a descriptive understanding and a title for we can understand the attributes of God. But His name is Jesus. That's not hard to understand. Go ye into all the world, baptizing them in the name of the Father. What is the name of the Father? Jesus said, I came in my Father's name. It's Jesus. Go into all the world, baptizing them in the name of the Father. What's the name of the Father? Jesus. And the name of the Son. What's the name of the Son? Jesus. It's not hard to understand. And the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost is in me. He's dwelling within me. Amen. I have all authority and power. Here's something about the Trinity Church. You bring a man that's possessed with a devil and bring him in front of the church. They'll lay hands and say, I adjure you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. You bring somebody with sickness and cancer and they need healing in their body. They say, I pray in the name of Jesus. There's no other name given among men, the Bible says. There's only one name given among men that thou shalt be saved. That's the name of Jesus.
That's the name of power. That's the name of authority. Amen. There is no other name given among men. It's Jesus and Jesus only. Amen. I'm not ashamed of the name Jesus. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed of the name Jesus. Hallelujah. He's my God. He's my Savior. My salvation. The lily of the valley. The Prince of Peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is my God. He's my King. He's the Lord of Lords. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But again, the Trinitarian folks, they'll cast out devils in Jesus' name. They'll lay hands on the sick in Jesus' name. And they do everything in Jesus' name. But the devils lied to them. The devils tricked them. You know why? Because they take a man down to the water hole and say, I baptize you in the name of the Father. I baptize you in the name of the Son. And I baptize you in the name of the Holy Ghost. And they never say his name. I'm a father. Brother Andy's a father. Brother Ed's a father. A father is a title. It's not a name. It's a title. Son. I'm a son. You're a son. There's no authority in the name son. There's only one name given among men that thou shalt be saved. And it's Jesus. Amen. And when you take a man down to the water hole, you say, I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. Amen. There's authority and power in that. But the Catholic Church, they got together with their priest in 321 AD. And they got and they reasoned it out. And they started baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It's error. It's error. It's doctrinal error, brothers and sisters. There's only one name, the name of Jesus. There's no other name. It's Jesus. I'm not ashamed of Jesus. I had a Trinity preacher sitting across from me a few days ago, and he was coming against Jesus' name baptism. I looked him right now and I said, I'm not ashamed of the name Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, he's my King. Jesus, he's my God. Jesus, he's my Lord. Jesus is the power of salvation. He is my salvation. Amen. He's the Prince of Life. Amen. Hallelujah. You can't honor the Father without Jesus. Nor Jesus without the Father. Amen. So when we go over to the Acts, we read in Matthew 28:19, it says, go ye into all the world, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This is the last thing that Jesus Christ told them to do. We go over to the book of Acts and we find the scriptures being fulfilled. The Bible says in Acts 28, right there, it says that the 11 was there. One of them was taken and he hung himself. Bowels fell out and everything as he fell over dead. Amen. And he's gone. So the 11 was there. And these 11 heard this commission. And then when they went down in Acts, when the Holy Ghost came, they fulfilled it. They took them out. And read the scriptures, brothers and sisters. Show me how they baptized them. It said they baptized them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. That's the name of power. That's the name of authority. That's the name given, amen, among men, that we can have salvation. Don't be ashamed of the name Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is my God. He's my King. He's my Lord. He's my salvation. Hallelujah. He's ever present in the day of need. He was there when all things were spoken into an existence. Amen. He created all powers and all authority. He created all things. Amen. Jesus is God. He's God. Emmanuel, God with us. Hallelujah. All things were created by him. All principalities and powers. He is God. Amen. There's none other. He is God. Hallelujah. You love the Lord? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You know, brothers and sisters, sometimes we raise up. You know, we sit and, you know, many people that call themselves Christians and they mock Muslims. They mock them and they mock Allah. And there's some other ones that raise up over here and they do this and do that. And those people raised up in that and they think that's their God. And there's some people that raised up the same way and been taught all their life that there's three gods. They've been taught that all their life. But they need to pray that God would grant unto them the spirit of revelation. They would need to pray and get in the scriptures and search the word of God out and find out what the word is and who the word is and find out that there's only one name. Amen. And that's Jesus. Amen. He's God. We're not leaving out the Father. Will you say your oneness? No, I believe in the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. The Father was the invisible spirit of God that no man has ever seen. And it came amongst men. Hallelujah. It came down amongst men and it came into Jesus Christ, the fullness of the Godhead bodily, to express himself, the expressed image of the only God. Hallelujah. And the spirit Spirit of the Father personified itself in Jesus and walked with all authority and power, amen. And when it went back up to the heavens or back into spirit, then it sent the Holy Ghost to comfort all, still one and the same God. You see, if it was the Spirit of the Father that came and filled Jesus, and he said, it's expedient that I go back to the Father, that I could send one back, the Holy Ghost, amen. Then the thing is, and when Jesus said, it's the same Spirit that dwelled in me shall dwell in you and change you, amen, from mortal to immortality, it's all one and the same Spirit. This is what we have to understand. It's all one and the same Spirit. We'll say, why do they call it the Holy Spirit in one place and the Holy Ghost in another? Because once a Spirit has personified itself and been seen and recognized among men, and then that Spirit departs, when that Spirit is seen again, it's recognized of the personification that it was in, and say, that is the ghost of. You see, if a pleasant Spirit wandered into this church tonight and showed itself, and it seemed peaceable and pleasant and stuff, and you didn't know it, you say, well, it's a peaceable Spirit. It might even seem to have a godliness and a holiness about it. And you say it was the Holy Spirit that come in amongst us. Or you would recognize if it was an evil spirit or whatever. But let me tell you something. When you knew a man of God, that Spirit come in and manifested and you saw, you'd say, that's the ghost of him. Amen. And this Spirit of God had personified itself in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when it came back amongst us, it's the ghost of the Lord Jesus Christ because it had been personified. And when it fills us, then the attributes of that same God is filled us with the attributes of God. We got the same love, the same joy, the same peace that surpasses all understanding. We got the fruit of the Spirit of power in us, brothers and sisters, the same thing. That's how you know you're of God, because you got His Spirit and you got the fruit of His Spirit, amen. But when you got the fruit of the flesh and the fruit of the world, then your God is the God of this world and your God is the devil. Who is your father? Amen. You'll know who your father is by who you commit your service to. Amen. You love the Lord tonight? Brothers and sisters, these things are not complex. They're not complicated. They're simple. Jesus Christ is our one and only and true God. He is our God. Amen. And we know the Father because the Father walked among men in the fullness, dwelling within Jesus Christ, the personification of God. Amen. There's no three thrones. There's no three gods. There's no three-person God. Amen. You will stand before the living God. Hallelujah. When you see Him, brothers and sisters, you'll see. The Bible said when Jesus has come and made manifest that the world will see us of what we already are because we're His sons. Now we are the sons of God. We have passed from death unto life. We are eternal. We're living forever because we have His Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. You love the Lord? Let's give the Lord a hand. Let's stand together. Praise God. Amen. God's good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We'll get you to stand together with us this evening and we'll, brethren, I appreciate the Spirit of God. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let's get indoctrinated in God's Word. Let's get the Word out. Let's don't defend something that isn't the Bible and something that isn't biblical. Let's quit rewriting Bibles and changing the Word of God and doing these things. Let's get to the Word of God. Let it be the absolute. Amen. The Word of God is the absolute. Amen. The Bible is the absolute. Amen. And let's stick with it and let's stay with it. Amen. Hallelujah. We're supposed to be soul winners. Amen. Supposed to be about the Father's business, amen. And when you have the same Spirit that dwelled in Jesus Christ living in you, you will live a godly, overcoming life, and you'll walk in righteousness and holiness because He is the Spirit of holiness, and you'll walk in power. Hallelujah. You won't be tossed to and fro. Amen. As I'll read that scripture one more time. It says, and He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro. People are tossed to and fro. Man, they don't know what they are. A Trinity preacher said to me, he goes, man, you're going to be in trouble with God when you take somebody down there and baptize them in Jesus' name. The Father's going to be offended. He said, the Father's going to be offended because you didn't mention Him.
I can't mention Jesus without mentioning him. I would never know Jesus without mentioning him, because there's one God. Amen. Hallelujah. One faith, one baptism. Hallelujah. And this one God. Hallelujah. I've got the Spirit of the Father in me. I got the Spirit of the Son in me. I got the Spirit of the Holy Ghost in me. Amen. Because the Bible said these three are one. It didn't say they were three. These three are one. One has to do with the spirit. One has to do with the soul realm. And one has to do with the bodily realm. Amen. The first man, Adam, was what? A son of God. Amen. The second man, Adam, was what? A son of God. He was a quickening spirit. Amen. We need to learn to differentiate these things for we can understand them and not be tossed around in the vomit of Catholicism and the Catholic Church. We say, well, I'm a Protestant. I've come out of the Catholic Church. I'm no more part of it. Then get your doctrine in order and get your baptisms in order and quit serving a three-person God. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You love the Lord? Let's sing a song or two. Amen. The altars are open. Well, there's something about that name, brothers and sisters. Let me tell you what's about that name. It's the name with all authority. It's the name with all power. Hallelujah. It's the name that remits sin. It's the name that delivers you from demon spirits. It's the name that drives out cancer and sickness and tuberculosis. It's the name that opens up blinded eyes. It's the name that brings the doctrines in order. Hallelujah. There's no other name. Hallelujah. Fall in love with Jesus and worship Him. Magnify Him and praise Him. He is the one and true and only God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There is no other gods. Thank you, Jesus. Brothers and sisters, is the name that remits sin. There's no other name. If you reject that name and cannot receive that name, you have no salvation and no life. That's the name of the Savior, the name of God. Fall in love with that name. Fall in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. I appreciate you, brethren, your labors, your finances, and your prayer, and your support, and your help. We're trying to get this in written page that we could send it forth. We sent out several thousand into the foreign fields at this point of time, and I'm praying and hoping that we will be sending thousands more very soon. The written page isn't to project me as anything or anybody. Brothers and sisters, I tried to yield to the Spirit of God and put something down, and it bears witness with me for this reason. In my observation of looking at the conditions of the people that are professing Christianity in our day and hour, I'm having troubles to find the same Spirit of God that I've been speaking about tonight and the same Spirit of Christ manifested in them. If you are a child of God and you are born of God, it's for one reason, is because you have His Spirit. The Bible said it's His seed that remaineth in you, that keepeth you from sin. If you are a sinner, you're not of God. See, I was born as a sinner with the sentence of death. Sin is the sting of death, but I am born of God now. Sin is put away. I no longer sin. I am no longer a sinner. I am a blood-bought, born-again child of the living God. Amen. I now am a son of God. Hallelujah. And you, if you're born of God, you're a child of the Most High God. You are a son of God. Amen. And you are eternal. You pass from death unto life. There's no devil of hell could touch you. Nothing could pluck you out of the hand of God. You've been sealed in, caught away into heavenly places. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we're God's elect. We're predestined in Christ. Nothing could be laid to our charge. Amen. We've passed from death unto life. That's because we're eternal. We're living forever. We cannot die. Amen. They might throw you in a box, but that's not death to a child of God. If they throw you in a box, it's not death. It said sleep. When Jesus come along Lazarus, he said he was asleep. They mocked him. He said he stinks by now. And he said, no, he's asleep. Because God knew who he was. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to understand those things. Brothers and sisters, I'm not waiting for salvation. I'm not looking for salvation. I'm born of God. I have salvation. It's in me, living in me. God is within me. I'm within Him. He's through me. I'm through Him. You can't separate us. You can't put us apart. I'm predestinated in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why the devil can't get to me, because I'm in Christ. Amen. Amen. You love the Lord? Let's sing another song. Amen. And we're going to close the service. Hallelujah. I love the Lord Jesus. Amen. Look for an opportunity to minister, to teach, to preach. Look for opportunity to win souls. Look for an opportunity to share the good news of the gospel. Look for an opportunity to be a testimony, to be a light. Look for an opportunity to live godly and holy and righteous and virtuous before people that they can see the good works of Christ Jesus in you. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God that Jesus washed my sins away. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Fall in love with Jesus. Amen. Let Him be your God. Hallelujah. Let Him be your King. Let Him be your Lord. Hallelujah. Let Him be your salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pray for us, brothers and sisters. Pray for us. Amen. That we could do more for Jesus. Amen.
We hope this message has enlightened and encouraged you. If you would like to receive other messages and teachings from Brother Rob, please feel free to contact us. Our web address is christiantempleonline.org, or you may write us at Christian Temple, P.O. Box 735, High Point, North Carolina 27261. We, the brothers and sisters of Christian Temple, would like to invite you to come worship with us. Our services are at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning and 7 p.m. on Wednesday and Friday nights. We are located at 3842 Mount Gilead Church Road, Sophie, North Carolina 27350. For directions, go to christiantempleonline.org/map. Thank you again for listening, and may God richly bless you.